It's 8:56 and 53 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. We were mostly lower yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing so far today?
A little bit of a mixed performance, generally speaking. I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll see a little bit of recovery before it's all said and done. Trade responding nicely to yesterday's recovery effort. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed a decrease of about 12,000 contracts in corn, which appears to have been a little bit of a short-term profit-taking. The decrease of almost 8,000 contracts in soybean open interest infers some liquidation pressure. Wheat open interest down about 8,000 contracts, creating mixed signals since the funds have been covering shorts the last couple of weeks. The USDA announced the cancellation of 136,000 tons of optional origin corn sold to South Korea for 2016-17 marketing year this morning on the overnight reporting system. Crude market down about 80 cents this morning, putting a little bit of pressure on commodities. Looking at other commodity values, March corn currently 370, up three quarters. May corn up a half at 377. December corn 396, up a quarter, and currently above our kind of our catch-up threshold of 395. Looking at March beans, up 2 cents at 1028. Like I said, up 2 cents. May beans 1038 and a half, up one and a quarter, and new crop November 1016, up one and a half. Meal market currently under a little bit of a sell pressure, down about 80 cents at 336.60, and oil market catching a bid, up about 31 at 92.98. Wheat market mixed. Chicago March wheat steady in the day at 436. July new crop 65 and a quarter, up one. Kansas City wheat down a quarter basis to March at 452, and Minneapolis wheat up one and three quarters at 543. Hogs expect to be down about a dollar and a quarter, and cattle going to be up about 30 cents. Looking again at the crude market, as we mentioned, up about 80 cents this morning, down about the 80 cents, putting a little bit of pressure on commodities. U.S. governmental long-term crop projections reporting budget numbers scheduled to be released this week. In light of this, they typically don't change the numbers a bunch. Our expectations are that bean acres going forward should be up a little bit, corn acres down a little bit, but the more significant numbers are the ones that we are expecting on March 31st when we get our prospective planting numbers. Other than that, not much new and exciting. Hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks for that update. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday. And even though the dense fog advisory is supposed to end at 9 o'clock, it's still pretty thick out there with visibilities in most locations at a quarter mile or less. Things are improving a little bit in Charleston, Mattoon. Visibility there up to 3/4 of a mile. In Gibson City, still less than 2/10 of a mile. Visibility in Decatur, less than 2/10 of a mile as well. And the same in Danville. Visibility at Willard Airport, south of Champaign, at about 1/4 mile at this hour. We should see some sunshine by this afternoon. Look for a high of 71 degrees. Gusts out of the south up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 50. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 66 degrees. Stay tuned. On Point coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 53 degrees at 9 o'clock.